Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you'll do it for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise and we'll give your name the glory. And we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. This morning, I would like to, before we go into our message, I would like to thank all of you that came out to the Hope for Today annual banquet on the second Saturday in June. We tell God, thank you for you coming out. And just it was just a great time we had in the Lord. I tell you, thank you so much. The turnout was great to all our listeners and surrounding counties. Again, I say to you, thank you to all the churches that supported Hope for Today. I tell you, thank you with a heartfelt thank you. And we bless God for our honorable mayor that came out, Mayor Edna Jackson. We tell her thank you. And it's just been such a wonderful time. It was just such a wonderful event. I was just so glad to have my overseer, Dr. Apostle Idea Achiever, in our midst. And we tell God thank you for the Macon, Georgia family that was out. We tell God, thank you. We bless God for you. And on next year, we did get your name, addresses, and your email addresses. Some of you we didn't get everybody, but there are some of you we did. And we will be back in touch at the first of the year, Lord bless. So mark your candles for June the 14th, 2014. And if the Lord say the same, we will do it again. Now, follow me into the book of Matthew's the 20th chapter. And we're going to read from the 20th to the 16th verse. The topic I want to leave with you today is the 11th hour. The 11th hour. You know, the 11th hour is the hour before 12. It's the hour before midnight. So we're going to talk about the 11th hour. And the word of God reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They said unto him, Because no man has hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his servant, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last until the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, these lasts have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have bore the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. And I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil, because I'm good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. We're talking about the 11th hour with the laborers in his vineyard. Now, this parable of the workers in the vineyard teaches that entrance into God's kingdom is a matter of privilege, not merit. It's not something you merit or you earned. Christ here warns against three wrong attitudes. Do not feel superior because of a fortunate position or assignment. Do not fail to share God's concern in offering his grace to all. And third, avoid the spirit of envy towards the spiritual blessings of others. We're talking about the 11th hour. And we see here in this parable, and this is the parable Jesus gave. He talked about the kingdom of heaven, what it was like. And it was like unto a man that is a householder and went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. So he went out that morning because he needed workers in the vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day. So he said, well, I will give you a penny a day for your work. And they agreed with that, with those wages, a penny a day. So then he sent them into the vineyard to work. Then he went out about the third hour, and he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, doing nothing. So he said unto them, go ye also in the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. And they went on. We're talking about now. That's the second shift. The third shift is going to be the 11th hour. And then the fifth verse says, and he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. But about the 11th hour, he went out and he found others. We're talking about 1 hour before midnight. This is the midnight shift. He went out 1 hour before 12 o'clock, and he saw others standing in the vineyard. And he said, why do you stand here all day idle? And they said unto him, because no man has hired us. So he said to them, go ye also, go in the vineyard, and whatever is right, that shall you receive. And when the evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his servants, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. So all of those that the Lord of the vineyard called out, the first ones, the second ones, the third ones, he gave them the same thing. And in one group, he said, whatever is right, I will pay. So here is this one, this last group, the last ones that got into the vineyard. He called them, and at the time, it was time to pay off. So when they called everybody together and to pay everybody the same thing, the ninth verse said that when they that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. So they came in and worked 1 hour, and they got the same thing as a person that came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. But when the first came, they suppose that they should have received more. Sound like some of us. And they likewise received every man a penny. Some of us would say, well, I've been here 50 years, so I should get special treatment than the one that just got over here 6 months ago. But not so in the kingdom of God. But when the first came and they supposed that they should have received more, they likewise received a penny. And then when they received it, they begin to murmur against the goodman of the house. And they begin to say that this is wrong because they only work 1 hour and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. This is the 12th verse. So they're saying this is wrong. They only been here 1 hour, but we've been here all day long and we bore the burden of the heat and the day. We've been out here all day long and they only came 1 hour and hadn't worked up a sweat. And they got the same thing that we got. Well, in the 13th verse, the Bible says, but he answered one of them and said, friend, I do you no wrong. Did not you agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. And I will give unto this last, even as unto you. Because everybody agreed upon that certain amount. They agreed upon that penny. And the 15th verse says, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thy eye evil because I'm good? So the 16th verse says, so the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. The workers in the vineyard, Matthew 21-16. When you get some time, read that scripture until God can saturate your spirit with what he's saying here. Because the last shall be first. The first shall be last. For the last shall be first. And the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. The 11th hour. I just want you to know that the people that get saved at the last minute or the last hour that come in and do a work for God will get the same pay that the ones been out here on the vineyard for 30 years or for 50 years. Sometimes we say, well, I should get first treatment. I should get preferential treatment because I've been here the longest. Well, I want you to know the kingdom of God do not work like your job of seniority. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There is no seniority in God. If you decide that God called you and you begin to work for God, there's no seniority in God. There's no big you, no big I and little you in God. That's what happens when we take the kingdom of God. We try to use the principles of the world, bring it into the church, and use those same principles in the body of Christ. But I want you to know that the 11th hour, you are dealing with people now that is coming in the 11th hour. You may have been saved and have been walking with God for 40 years and God brings somebody in off the street, somebody in that has had a life of drugs, somebody in that has had a life of prostitution, somebody in that just had a life of being on crack, and he bring them in, clean them up, and he give them the gifts of the Spirit. And now you intimidated. We got to finish this message because the 11th hour, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. God bless you as we go off the air on today. Tune in next week because we must finish this message. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not write me at P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, and visit us on the web, hopefortodayministry.org. Until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.